This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1703. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 9th, Chile, China, Croatia, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Finland, Germany, India, International Vacuum, Italy, Korea North, Liberia, Macedonia, Malaysia, Morocco, Nigeria, North America, Reunion, Russia, Sarawak, South Carolina, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Monitoring the Kondish list from the Southern Cone in South America, I got some advance notice of a pirate in Chile planning to broadcast Friday evening, January 3rd, into UT, January 4th. It would be 50 watts in the AM mode on 7290, called RCW, Radio Compañía Worldwide. This came originally from the radiomaniacos.cl forum, forwarded on by Claudio Galas in Chile. Well, not much chance to hear that in North America, but why not try anyway? But first, check what else is on 7290. Well, it's a prime hangout for North American hams in the AM mode, unlike most hams on lower sideband on 40 meters. Furthermore, CNR1 uses that among countless other frequencies, 7290 before and after the scheduled time. And following reports from South America indicated CNR1 was dominating the frequency down there. So it turned out the pirate had a last-minute change of plans to broadcast on 7550 instead. I didn't find out about that until it was too late, and it was heard in the area. Anyhow, that's an example of what to look out for in the way of pirates from South America. Maybe they'll try again. They were playing some programming familiar to DX program listeners in Spanish. Shortwave broadcasts from China are generally pretty accurate about staying on exact frequencies, ending in 0 or 5. But Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing CRI's Indonesian service at 0830 UT on 17707. Wolfgang Busch will check that out too. The Indonesian service was scheduled to be on a nearby frequency, 17735, from the Kunming site. It doesn't work out to be a leapfrog mixing product with some other nearby frequency, since it wouldn't come out on an odd channel like that. That was on January 7th, and Wolfgang Busch from Germany checked again on January 8th and concluded it's not an intermodulation signal from the Kunming site. It was too strong with a 35/9 signal in remote receivers in Asia and Australia. He says, a few days ago, Kunming was off the air completely for 2 days. The odd frequency might have something to do with an exceptional event at the transmitting station, or maybe they're modifying their shortwave transmitters so they can broadcast on odd channels like ending in 7 or 2 in order to jam Voice of Tibet, Radio Free Asia, and IBB and others more closely. Well, especially its Voice of Tibet, which is well known for operating on odd frequencies, just for that reason, to avoid jammers on exactly the same frequency. So we'll see if something like that ensues. Earlier, Dave Volko in Pennsylvania had run across another Chinese frequency ending in 711927, January 1st at midnight 7, CNR1, and parallel to many other frequencies, including exactly 11925, 2 kilohertz away, and he was wondering what's going on here. Alan Rowe in England says, I've been missing Listener's Garden recently on China Radio International, and now I've found an announcement at the end of their December 14th and 15th program. It said, Listener's Garden has been on the air for many years, but this is the last episode. It'll be replaced by some other new and fascinating shows on CRI. The co-host replied, "It's hard to say goodbye to a show that is so popular among the listeners, but we still welcome listeners to write to CRI anytime you like." Alan says, "I'm sorry to see the end of Listener's Garden. It was always a relaxed and informative program. I must say it seems rather illogical to say goodbye to a show that is so popular among the listeners." And this brought a reply from Keith Perrone, Taiwan, who actually worked previously for CRI. He says, "I'm not surprised it ended. In 2004, there was talk about ending the show. The reason was, when they looked over a one-year period, they found it was the same people that wrote in over and over and over. And within CRI, if someone was asked to produce the show, it was seen as a demotion. No one really wanted to do it. I remember a discussion I had with the then head of English service, Li Bing. I told her the problem was the show was too scripted and was dull. I worked with Stuart Parkins, a Brit who was there at the time, and we did a pilot on a new exciting version of the show. Everyone who heard it said it was much better than Listener's Garden. But the censors and the leadership at CRI did not understand it, so it never went to air. The script was written by someone in the letters department, and when I say scripted, everything was. What you hear on the air is exactly what you see on paper. The show needed to be off the cuff and improvised," which is certainly something that Keith Perrone knows how to do. Kai Ludfisch in Germany reports, "The last AM transmitter in Croatia is no longer in use since New Year's Day. That's the high power outlet on 1134 kilohertz. Hrvatski Radio did not bother to communicate this at all. All one finds on their website is the old stuff about terminating shortwave a year ago. Only the transmitter operator finally posted a small announcement 4 days later." Wolfgang Büschel explains they had two 600 kilowatt transmitters, and at one time there was talk that they might even start DRM broadcasts. Hours on 1134 had previously been cut back. A few years ago they were running all night, which made them a good catch in North America, including an English broadcast after midnight UT, along with the then shortwave frequencies of the Voice of Croatia. "Among the many mistakes at Radio Havana, Cuba every week, here's one for our amusement, which I've now heard several times, because it's a canned announcement of all their frequencies in the mornings. Sometimes I've heard it around 1430 or just before 1500 UT on real RHC frequencies. But one of the 25-meter band frequencies the announcer mentions in Spanish is clearly pronounced as 1790 kilohertz, which is 1790, which to anyone with a semi-brain would obviously be an impossible 25-meter frequency. And it's not just a matter of dropping the first digit, as the correct frequency would be 11750. Last week we had a report from Ron Howard as of January 1st that AFN Diego Garcia was missing. Now we have a fortunate follow-up about 4319 USB. It had been a clear frequency with no signal. A New Year's Day military holiday? He wondered. No, it was not a holiday, but they were down for maintenance. He found a note on the AFN Diego Garcia Facebook page. "Currently down for end of month maintenance. Sorry for any inconvenience, and we'll get those channels up as soon as we can." He says they were still off the air January 4th at 1433, but back on January 5th at 1340 with a Sunday music show, Today's Best Hits on AFN, about extremely cold weather in parts of the USA, on an AFN update that followed. However, Guam, of course, is still gone. Although it may have been sporadic, it seems the maintenance downtime did not really last that long. While Salmaneve was at his DX cottage in the Queen Charlotte Islands, British Columbia, over the holidays, and filed a huge report including items about Diego Garcia. On December 27th, he was hearing it weekly at 1310 UT on 4319, so maybe they switched to that frequency at 1300. It was much stronger at 1722. The next evening, it was still in at midnight 49 UT, but at 0130 they'd gone to their daytime frequency, probably around 0100, 12759, all USB. On December 31st, reception was almost good at 1627, the best he'd heard them, non-stop music. At 0200, they were quite strong on the other frequency, 12 megahertz, January 2nd, and January 3rd at 0137. Finally, during the first week in January, it seems that Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea has managed to keep its transmitter on 15190 off the air after 2000 UT, when the other Radio Africa network via WRMI is on the same frequency. This was after colliding for the entire month of December. Furthermore, it appears that the Equatorial Guinea transmitter is becoming more sporadic again at other parts of the day on 15190. Ron Howard found it missing on January 1st and 4th, before and after 1600 UT, when he'd previously been able to hear it. The one time I definitely heard it was quite unexpected, when I was up late in the middle of the night, around 0730 UT. That was January 2nd, and I haven't really heard it since. By the way, don't be surprised if you hear this occasionally in French instead of English on the WRMI transmission 15190, such as January 6th until 2102, when they went back to English. Also occasionally, we've run across the Overcomer on the Radio Africa frequencies, 15190, or earlier in the day, 17790, although even he may not be aware of it. Apparently, Radio Africa puts him in as a filler. Last week, we had to report a launch failure for the new clandestine to Ethiopia, Oromo Voice, scheduled on Wednesday, January 1st at 16 UT on 17850. Alan Rowe also monitored the failure, but wrote to them and got a reply. Thanks for trying to listen to this radio. We had technical problems. Please try again on Saturday or Monday at the same time. The known issue has been corrected. And indeed it was. On Saturday, January 4th, he and I and many others did hear a successful launch broadcast of Oromo Voice, 16 to 1630 UT on 17850, the site being Issoudun, France. And also again on Monday. Original publicity for this said it would be partly in English, but so far we've heard no English. Rob Wagner in Victoria in the Australian Radio DX Club did hear it on Monday, January 6th. He says there was some great East African music at 1620. Nick Hotchko in Sydney, Australia reports the time signal from Finland on exactly 25 megahertz, MIKES, January 7th between 09 and 11 UT, and also January 8th around 0740. He says, I was so excited with the first reception that I forgot to record it, but I did pull six pips. The pips are 1,000 hertz of the main carrier on both sidebands. It's listed as a 100-watt transmitter with a vertical dipole. In other words, it's equivalent to what amateurs might be using just below on the 12-meter band. Thomas Fulkner tells us that Hamburger Local Radio introduces an additional shortwave transmission via Gehren, Germany, starting January 12th, Sundays at 12 to 14 UT on 9480. They're very interested in reception reports and will confirm with a special QSL card if sent to their postal address, with return postage of $1. You can read the postal address in the new issue of DX Listening Digest as soon as it comes out, number 14-02, via worldofradio.com. Ron Howard in California reports on 4970, January 6th at 1452, Shillong, the northeastern service of All India Radio, in our program of Western Music Star Power featuring Billy Joel, playing many of his songs and info about him. At 1510, they said, Northeastern Service of All India Radio, broadcasting from Shillong with the evening news headlines. And then they linked to Delhi at 1512 with an audio feed and a series of ads, and news in Hindi at 1515 to 1530, when there was news in English again called News at 9. Quite readable and very enjoyable music program, says Ron Howard. Some more news about India. Alakesh Gupta forwards a story to the DX India Group that after 66 years of being on Indian Standard Time, Assam would like to follow Garden Time or a daylight saving schedule, which British tea planters introduced more than a sesquicentury ago. While reading this story, it's not definite, but there is a movement to put that part of India, Assam, 1 hour ahead. That would be 6.5 hours ahead of UT instead of 5.5 for the rest of India, and there follows debate about whether that would be an improvement or not. And another story from the Times of India is headlined, Government May Lift Ban on Private and Community Radio News. So far that has been a monopoly by All India Radio. Thanks to Mike Terry for that story. Not only are we losing medium wave and shortwave stations, but satellite stations too, at least in the case of Radio France International. Mike Cooper, a satellite listener in Atlanta, Georgia, says at the beginning of the year, RFI disappeared from Galaxy 19 KU band and Anik F1R on C band, where they were available free to air, meaning unscrambled or unencrypted. Sorry to see them go. You may wonder why I'm mentioning France after India. In alphabetical order, it's really filed under International Vacuum. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1703. Our thanks for financial support from Steve McGreevy, N6NKS, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. dollars on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ihor Karivets in Ukraine says, I was quite surprised to hear Associazione Amici di Italcable in the morning at 0813 to 820 UT, January 5th on 15,000 kHz, Sinpo mostly threes, instrumental music and a full ID at 0815. There was talk in Italian, a CW signal, several pips, and instrumental or classical music playing. On their site, they say the power is only 90 watts, so it's really a DX station for me. Michael L. Ford also reports it in communication of the British DX Club from England on 15,000 kHz, December 27th at 12:03 with musical segment and a digital burst, ID in Italian, SIO 333. Well, not all Europeans are happy about this, since it tends to block real accurate time signal stations, which are licensed, such as WWV or WWVH. We really don't need music playing on our standard frequencies. I continue to hear just about every morning I try on 9775 Radio Free Chosun, the clandestine for North Korea at 14 to 16 UT, with an unreasonably good signal, probably coming from a secret location in Southeast Asia. They come on the air 8 to 10 minutes before 1400, playing some love songs in English. Around Christmas, they were playing some unfamiliar Christmas music instead, but now it's back to the same love songs they were playing before Christmas, including At 17, just before the top of the hour. Their website is all in Korean, but I encourage Google to try to translate it, and found an announcement of interest dated the 2nd of January, saying that they are reducing their service. This will be the only broadcast remaining at 14 to 16 on 9775. The other one had been at 13 to 14 UT on 9300, which was listed as via Uzbekistan. I had another look at the World Radio TV Handbook, new 2014 edition, to see how they explain this station. On shortwave since December 2005, produced by the NGO Network for North Korean Democracy and Human Rights, or NKNET. The project is funded through U.S. government and U.S. Congress grants. So, that means I and other Americans are helping pay for it. That should entitle us to at least know the true transmitter site. And by the way, strangely enough, I have never heard a bit of Juche jamming from North Korea on the frequency. I wonder if UN considers it inconsequential. As we first reported a couple of weeks ago, ELWA, the Christian station in Liberia, suddenly reactivated on December 20th, and it was widely reported on 4760 for the next few days. But not so much after that, although January 1st was supposed to be its official launch date. In fact, I myself have yet to hear it, although I have a high noise level versus its listed power of only 1 kilowatt. We do have these reports, however, of ELWA from Shortwave Bulletin. Christoph Rotzer in Austria had it January 2nd at 2334. And Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports it January 4th at 2120. A weak signal detectable, but with very little audio. Also noted at 2356, so I suppose it may be on until midnight UT. Dave Volquin, Pennsylvania, says he did hear it on New Year's Eve past 2315. Also, Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports ELWA 4760 January 7th at 0634 to 0702 in English with Christian messages and Bible teachings. They mentioned back to the Bible and invited downloads from a website at 0701, but his reception was very poor. As monitored the first half of December, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports to communication of the British DX Club about Macedonia. I guess that's 810 kilohertz. Yes, he says only heard there, although they also announced 1242. News in English is Monday to Friday, although announced as Monday to Saturday, for 3 minutes at 0802, 5 minutes at 1302, 6 minutes at 1604, and 1845, but all the times vary. IDs in English also heard at 1831 and 1834. As mentioned last week, we are still not hearing Malaysia on 9835, but their other frequency is active at least sporadically, relaying YFM back to Borneo, 11665. January 2nd at 1410, I had some pop music on a very poor signal, but it cut off at 1423. I checked again at 2200, but of course that frequency was then occupied by NHK in Japanese and no sign of Malaysia under it. However, Dan Sheedy in California, December 31st, says he was hearing YFM starting at 2300 until 2330. That was after Japan closed. Nice to find them weak but clear with news items about Sarawak and Malaysia in general. There's only a half an hour window for this because he says at 2330 CNR2 from China opened on 11670 and mushed YFM flat. We haven't heard Media Morocco much since reactivation on 9575, but it appears to still be there part of the time at least with a weak signal. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria heard it December 29th at 0550, exactly on frequency with instrumental music at 0730, news in French and ID as Média, parallel to Longwave 171. In the NASFA flash sheet, Jim Evans in Tennessee also reports it January 3rd at 2337 with Middle Eastern vocal music, a very weak signal, just above the noise but with little fading. Torsten Hallmann in Germany of Africa List has been analyzing Voice of Nigeria, trying to figure out which transmitter site is in use for which broadcasts. It's all rather complicated, something you need to read in full in the new issue of DX Listening Digest 14-02. A well-known pirate radio mail drop was Box 293, Merlin, Ontario. But the operator tells us he had to close it after 23 years, on October 31st last year. He says response had been dwindling from people who actually wanted a QSL in the postal mail, and it no longer justified the expense of maintaining the box. It was a labor of love, but he wants everyone to know that it's no longer available. You can read his full statement in the new DX Listening Digest as well. In DSWCI Shortwave News, Kurt, who's writing a new column about webcasters, has an item about Reunion Island. There seem to be a great number of stations there, But if you look closer, most of them originate in and are streaming from France. One station that seems really to be in Reunion is at the following address, www.bibass-radio.com. Bibass Radio plays a lot of different music, and its programming is in the charming Creole language. Radio Russia, the domestic service, was expected to close down its shortwave and longwave frequencies on January 9th, following their long New Year holidays, is why it didn't happen at the end of the year. And early reports indicate that is what has happened. Actually, late UT January 8th, Seichi Hasegawa in Japan was checking longwave and shortwave frequencies and was no longer hearing them from Magadan or Kamchatka. So we can write off, apparently, 5940, 5930, 7230, 7320, among others. Many listeners were scrambling to hear for the very last time all the longwave frequencies from Russia. On January 9th, Wolfgang Büschel says it's gloomy now in Russia. No longwave service present anymore, although there is Belarus still on 279 kHz. However, a few medium-wave Radio Russia frequencies do remain. 873 from St. Petersburg will remain after January 9th, says Mikhail Timofeyev, who works at the station. According to what he says in OpenDX via Alexander Dyadishchov in Ukraine. As of January 1st, the Voice of Russia, as expected, drastically curtailed what's left of its shortwave transmissions, including only a few in English in the AM mode, and all of them now originating from one last transmitter site, Irkutsk, which is much use in North America on the opposite side of the world. There have also been changes in Voice of Russia, as heard via satellite by Mike Cooper in Georgia, Galaxy 19 KU band, or Radio VR. He says they've changed their programming style. They had been originating partly in the U.S. at 1500 UT, but no more dual anchors, one in the U.S. and one in Moscow. It was all entirely from Moscow, although including some weather in Washington and New York. It appears that Radio Free Sarawak is off the air again. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says he was not hearing it from December 23rd through January 4th on the previous schedule, 11 to 12:30 UT via Taiwan on 15420. In case you can't find Brother Scare yet on your radio dial, he's been announcing that starting January 11th, he's adding yet another station. In fact, the six transmitters of World Harvest Radio, amounting to 24 hours a day on 12 frequencies. It seems PCJ Radio International will keep broadcasting via WRMI 11880 Sundays at 1330 to 1430. Another one planned for January 12th with Focus Asia Pacific and the Happy Station Show again done live. But he's also adding on January 11th a Saturday broadcast at the same time containing Media Network Plus and Switzerland in Sound. Last week, January 4th, World of Radio got two additional airings on WRMI, Saturday 2130 on 7730, and UT Sunday Midnight 30 on 9495. Navigation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 3 January 10th, 18 and 4 on the 29th. Solar flux is soared above 200, 215 for January 10th, dropping to 150 on the 17th, and back up to 190 by the 29th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1703.